50 years is a long time for a federal career, but we found one employee who joined federal service during the Lyndon Johnson administration. John Crawford, the managing director of plant operations for the Government Publishing Office, says he has no plans to retire anytime soon. Speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White, Crawford explains how and why he's continued to work with the GPO.
I've been a journey person, bookbinder outside, and I wanted to come into the federal government. I've had like 17 members of my family here, and I applied, and they took me 2 weeks later. They asked me to come in here. So I started as a bookbinder on midnight, and I looked around and said, what do I want to be? And I wanted to be the superintendent of the binding. So that was my goal at that time, and it just kept going.
You came in and applied, and that was in 1966, right?
Yes, May of 66.
Great. And you've had tons of family members working there.
Yes.
What is with the legacy of the GPO? I mean, nothing, you know, not knocking it or anything.
The printing industry is a family thing anyway. You know, I have family members out there in the commercial. So it's a family thing. And my grandfather was a bookbinder in the 1900. He ended up retiring as a foreperson. And I've had cousins and uncles and aunts. And my brother worked here. My son worked here. He's now not here, but he worked here.
He works there no longer, because I was going to ask you if the legacy is going to continue there.
I don't know, but I'm going to be here for a while, so it'll continue with me, because I'm not planning on retiring anytime soon. But my son's at VA.
How have you kept it going 50 years? I mean, you know, a lot of younger people today will jump ship after 2 or 3 years at a job. What made you want to stay in the federal government, or at GPO specifically?
I like the trade, and I like what we do, and I like it that I'm part of history. Everything we do here is for Congress. Every bill, hearing, report, the record. So I feel like I'm part of our history of our country, and that's why I love it. And I tell you what, I've got the juice, and I still have it. Even I turned 75 2 weeks ago. Well, I really feel like I'm 40. And I'm going to stay here till I feel like leaving, so I'm not contributing.
Let's talk a little bit about that history. You've handled some of the most historic documents known for our country. What is some of the more memorable ones that you can think of?
Well, I did the inauguration for President Nixon. I was in charge of that, and that was pretty time intensive. I've done the federal budget for, you know, and I've done that. And, you know, I've done that. I've done White House jobs. I've done the inauguration, or every inauguration we've done here for each president, and that's important.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the transformations you had to deal with as we were printing a little bit less and went more into the digital era?
Everything was labor intensive when I came here, and it was 8,500 people, and now we're down to 1,700. But see, what we've transitioned to digital. And I'm a change person. In other words, I welcome change. I don't like change for the change, sake of change, but I like to welcome it if it improves our operation. And what it's done is, by us improving our operation, we're more efficient, which is in turn helps the taxpayers. And we're not costly to people. We're really an efficient agency.
Being there 50 years, have there been any changes that have been difficult for you to make over the years?
No, no. Yeah, because every change is for the positive. This agency is an amazing, amazing agency. We've gone from, like, okay, you do the budget. The budget used to take us 5 or 6 weeks. Now it takes me 3 or 4 days, 5 days tops. You know, because of the technology changes, and we're in a digital age. So, and I still love printing, I love paper, but I'm not naive not to think that things have changed and you have to adapt to both ways, IT and the paper.
You talked about the workforce decreasing.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about those years and, you know, how you had to make reductions and try and consolidate things to become more efficient?
Yeah, we had 8,500 people. We're down to 1,700. When I got into management, I was always – see, I came from the outside sector, so I'm always looking at how they did business. And what I take as the position is – I pretend I own this company, and if I owned it, who would I hire and who would I keep and how would I do business? So when I made foreman in 1973, I reduced the workforce because I changed the manning. When I became superintendent in 1994, there were 45 managers in the bindery. I reduced that to 25. And I think overhead is critical to reduce. And then the manpower, how we've gotten rid of that is we don't fire people or lay people off, but what we've done is we either have through attrition, like if I see people leave, I don't backfill the jobs, or through buyouts, and we don't backfill those jobs. So that's how you cut your workforce.
Are there any trends in GPO that you see? You said you're going to be there a while. What do you think is the next step for
Inkjet? We're getting ready to purchase some equipment there for Inkjet, and also we just bought a ZMR press a few years ago, and that is really efficient. We had 9 crews producing congressional documents, reports, hearings, things like that. Well, now we do it in one shift, 8 hours. So we saved all that money. And the press will, and when we buy things, we do it to ROIs. So we're going to do digital, and we're expanding our digital. And all of our equipment now is digital. Like we have we're buying a digital binder. It used to take hours to change a binder over. Well, it'll take hours to change it over, but once we enter that into a computer, the next time I run a job like that, I hit the button, and the machine sets itself, and 15 minutes later, we're ready to go. So that's how the technology improves us, our operation.
Man, you really do live and breathe this stuff. I mean, is there any chance of GPO naming a building or anything after you?
No, let's not get crazy. But I love this place. I mean, I live and breathe it. And I'm not an egotist. I don't run around telling people who I am at my position. But I've got the juice, and I tell my managers, if you don't have the juice, how can you do your job? You've got to love it. You got to bleed it. So, and you know what? I'm fortunate. We've got great leadership at the top. And on the Hill, since we're so aggressive and we're cost effective, they now know that, and they don't look at us twice.
Yeah, and I can hear it in your voice. You've got the juice there. Any advice for younger federal workers who to try and keep them going, passionate about their jobs?
I talk to all people that come in here, and what I tell them is, you only get out of what you put into it. And the federal government, they don't owe you anything. You owe them. And when you come into a job, do it like you're supposed to do it. And don't come in looking for a paycheck. Come in and try to contribute to the betterment of the agency. And that's how I feel about it.
John Crawford is Managing Director of Plant Operations for the Government Publishing Office, speaking there with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.